9.1 Motions. Chapter 9 will cover the final three written assignments that you'll be required to complete before the end of the program. The big three, a motion for summary judgment with a trial brief in support of the motion and a notice to the court. The good news is that the actual motion part is not very difficult. The notice part is not very difficult. The part you'll spend the most time on are the briefs, the trial brief, I should say, and that won't be as hard as you think it is because you've already got experience with the IRAC method of legal analysis and with pleading form, so we're really trying to tweak skills that you already have. We're not trying to develop brand new skills at this stage. Throughout this chapter, make sure that you utilize the support here on this website. Also use the Legal Writing Labs. You'll find links to those throughout this chapter on the site. And keep track of your billable hours, as always. Now, a motion is a document, or can also be an oral motion, but in this case we're talking about a written document that asks the court to do something. It has to be based on some sort of procedural rule, as you'll see, and it's very short. You're not making a real argument within the motion. I should say most motions are short. It's the brief that, which is sometimes called points and authorities, that's the meatier part of the process. That's where you argue your point. It's actually like a memorandum, and you could actually call it a trial memorandum if you wanted to. The motion itself, though, is very procedural. Make sure you use the examples that have been provided for you in the textbook and in the Legal Writing Labs, and you should have not too much trouble with this. A motion probably takes about an hour, depending on the comfort level you have with pleading form at this stage. So go ahead, give it a try, and keep track of your hours.